Number 15.
Ah, yeah, a little Friday groove.
TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Skeptic Overview, the one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers. The hero, the legend, The Skeptic Overlord.
Yes, it's finally Friday. What a messed up week it was on this end of the microphone. Hello, everyone. This is, of course, the Skeptic Overlord coming to you from the center of the universe with a little bit of a groove coming to you here. Finger Pointer and his upload to the BTS theme, Reptilian Chase theme, rather, upload to the BTS feed. Oh, we have a lot to cover, as always, here on the Skeptic Overview. A busy week. We don't have quiet weeks anymore in Above Top Secret. So we're going to get into a little bit of the podcasting and what's going on there. Over 800 podcasts. You got to love this stuff. It's just amazing. I've been perusing the podcast forums and other podcasts these past few weeks. And quiet, Finger Pointer. Quiet. Back off, son. And there's nothing out there like what's going on by the members of Above Top Secret. So we'll get into some of those tonight. And also cover some board business, as always. Some new things coming up that you should be aware of. And look at some threads that are kind of interesting. And as always, what the Overlord thinks. So for now, let's get into a bit more of a Friday groove with Finger Pointer and his upload to the BTS music feed.
Secret Podcasting Review.
So, getting right into it with the podcasts on Above Top Secret. Like I said earlier, what are we getting? 816 podcasts. That's, I don't know how many times in these skeptic overviews I'm going to say, that's amazing! But it really is. If you've spent any time looking at the other podcasts going on out there, there's nothing happening like what's going on Above Top Secret. No one else is replying to podcasts with podcasts. Oh, sure. Sometimes you'll hear the Daily Source Code with Adam Curry. Someone will email him an MP3 file with some comments on a show, and he'll play it and he'll comment. That's kind of lame. Well, no, it's not necessarily lame, but in comparison with pod threads, we've got it. I mean, it's here. It's just amazing when I hear these conversations by podcast. It's quite a thing that the members are embracing. And Mr. Whoopi has begun. Let's hear it in Mr. Whoopi's own words from the comedy and humor feed of BTS.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from Below Top Secret. Are you alone in your delusional paranoia?
Hey,
are you tired of looking for ghosts, UFOs, and chupacabras by yourself? Well, my friends, your lonely days are soon to end.
I love the way he says chupacabra.
As a new feature, the ever-growing ATS community, we're officially opening up the ATS dating service. Yes, finding your conspiratorial soulmate has just become as easy as spotting the man in black that's been following you for years.
Didn't we have this in chat a while back as the problems?
We start with some basic questions about yourself. Of course, this being a conspiracy site, we realized you'd throw your computer out the window before you'd answer them, so feel free to skip that part.
So, and there are, as usual, some interesting replies from our members.
As you know, I'm very happily married, and so wouldn't be interested in...
No, of course not.
Applying for ATS dating service, although it does sound very intriguing. But I do have a friend.
Now, everyone's
who,
got a friend, right.
Goes along these lines, and she's never joined the board or anything, but
she's
really very curious, and I would like for her to get involved, if that would be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure Benevolent Heretic has a friend. Who. So Hatched Cross chimed in with a reply.
Now, I don't understand why we'd want to be set up with somebody like, I mean, that we don't even know. For all we know, they could be a government spy sent to spy on us and
awesome.
Report our activities to the government, and so they can come arrest us and torture us or something, and,
See, this is why it wouldn't work.
I already have these men in black following me around. I haven't seen them in forever, but I know they're there.
So, with the best of intentions, even a dating service, I guess, just wouldn't work above Top Secret. And so next, taking a more serious side, Dose X chimed in with a really good podcast on the Fragile Earth and Health Topics feed.
I was listening to Sophie Crow today, and she brought up some good points about avian flu, but that really doesn't bother me too much with modern super drugs and whatnot. We can keep the mortality rates down. It's not that big of an issue.
There she is.
What I'm more concerned about is the economic impact. Let's say, for example, I'll throw out some random round numbers, that 30% of American case. Let's pick on America for now. Say 30% of the American workforce gets too sick to work. What happens? Yeah, that's right. The economy goes into a depression, and in addition to dealing with the strain on the healthcare system, you have to deal with the strain on the welfare system.
I don't know. I've seen some major corporations, and it seems like 30% fewer people may end up making things a bit more efficient, at least by my reckoning. But excellent commentary from Dose X there, and some good things in general in all the feeds. But Fragile Earth and Health Issues does have a really nice focus recently on bird flu issues. So catch up on the podcast in there. And then sliding sideways to the general topics feed, how much is the doggy? Took a look at the forums on big boards and spent some time trying to find something that resembled ATS.
Well, tonight I'm going to do something a little bit interesting. We're going to take a magical mystery tour around the big boards of the... And don't get me started on Autumn and her gossiping. Oh, God, I'm getting out here. There's too much bitching going on in this forum altogether. Number one, Girls of Genmei, which is this website calendar. Ooh. Do the ATS girls think about doing a calendar for ATS? Let's have a look. See what the competition is like. Women of Mayhem 2006. And there's a girl dressed up as a ninja sitting on top of a toilet. Okay. There's another girl dressed in a cowboy hat. Okay. There's a girl hiding out in her kitchen. There's another girl who looks surprised, called Pirate Cat. I suppose that's the girl they were talking about before. There's a nice black and white photos. There's another girl there who's sitting in the bath for some reason. They've all got their clothes on, by the way. Nothing dirty going on here now. Wait, so don't worry. You're not missing much. Oh, well, maybe July. Oh my God, there's a cat painted in here as well. There's another one here who spends altogether too much time posing with in fishnet tights. Okay.
So all the ATS guys are, General Mayhem. I'm going to also compare that site. So pretty good podcast there as he tries to compare ATS to other forums out there. And really, I think what he finds out in the end, as you'll find out when you listen to the podcast, there really is no comparison. So a couple, I already played for you one selection from the music feed, and really, you got to catch up with what's going on over there. I have a pretty broad selection of what's been posted to that feed in my iPod playlist. And recently, we had our first collaboration posted to the feed. True American and Benevolent Heretic worked together on a song. This is Sweet Touch.
Well, since you left me, baby, I tried to find someone new, yeah. But I'm hungry for your touch, and no one else will do. Tell me, sweet darling, that you're missing my touch too. My days are long and lonely, but don't compare to the night.
Oh, yeah. And it just keeps getting better from there. An interesting and excellent collaboration between Benevolent Heretic and True American, which is interesting that only now on the Daily Source Code from Adam Curley. Adam Curley. Well, he does have curly hair. That was a slip. Adam Curry are talking about a PodSafe collaborations, creating music between PodSafe artists over the internet. And I certainly doubt we're first, but we certainly have scooped, I guess, the Daily Source Code and the Pod Show in us. So wait a minute, there is something that came up today, and I guess it's I guess it's coming soon, and there's rumors of a of another two person podcast coming up that we'll have to track down and get some more information, but the title is confusing. Atestrogen, estrogen. We'll have to hear more about this. I really can't say for sure what's going to be happening on a show like that. A guess, and so far the guesses are we shouldn't go there. Also, don't forget that the entry period is over for the best conspiracy podcast contest. And coming up next week, we'll be posting the vote form so that members can have a chance to vote on their favorite podcasts and help their favorites compete for that coveted iPod Nano, which will be the grand prize of the best conspiracy podcast contest here on AboveTopSecret.com. I've been trying to bring you, with each Skeptic Overview, some promos from podcasts that might be interesting to AboveTopSecret.com members. And today there's two podcasts that are definitely interesting and in the same mind space, if you will, as the discussions on Above Top Secret, but don't necessarily have their own promos. So I'm just going to play snippets. The first is... I doubt there's going to be updates to this podcast in the near future, but it certainly is a very, very interesting listen. Someone has created a podcast feed from the 9/11 calls used in the 9/11 testimony. You can go to 9-11testimony.blogspot.com/adam.xml and pick up this feed for your iTunes or Feedburner or iPod or X or whatever you're using to display and listen to the feeds. So let's have a quick listen at what's going on in this particular feed.
All units operating on the MCI, all line units, switch the Manhattan South frequency. EMS officers remain on the citywide frequency. Upon establishing a treatment area and a staging area, please advise and units there.
Zero Adam.
50 Adam.
I understand what you said, but I don't know where the nearest staging is. It was chaos. And we're bombarded with so many patients. We got an ambulance full of cops and pedestrians that we need help. Can you tell us the nearest triage?
At this time, 50 Adam, I'm being advised. Staging has been moved numerous times. Unavailable what staging areas we have now and treatment areas. Last advice is Church and Fulton and Vesey and West. I know for a fact Vesey and West has been moved. If try and raise Manhattan South again, the units operating there might know better.
Ten-4, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to the nearest hospital and just sort them things out there.
10-4, we have numerous people trapped at this time. Unavailable even more resources we offer.
North Transport Officer of the Citywide, change.
North Transport Officer, proceed.
A treatment area and a transport area set up on the 7th already. The first staging area was compromised. People come in from Vesey and West. I'll direct them to the staging and transport area.
And there's a lot more in that feed. It's pretty chilling stuff. That's just a small taste. There looks like there's about at least 3 hours of content of similar types of calls that are just chilling. Is really the only
what's new at AboveTopSecret.com.
Well, a couple things are going to be coming up as we gear up for the television show, which is likely to bring us heaps and hordes of traffic and lots of new members. And we're actually initiating a concept that's been bouncing around in various forms for a while and perhaps somewhat seriously over the past month or so. And the basic concept is to have two possible levels of membership for new members to join Above Top Secret and for existing members to apply for this new level. The working title, for lack of a better explanation, is Conspiracy Expert, a new level of status that's somewhat like, you know, a forum subject matter expert, although this is someone who's more experienced in a published sense on a conspiracy or other ATS topics. So as in the very near future, as someone comes to join Above Top Secret, they'll have two choices to either join as a normal member, or if they've been published either online or offline in the conspiracy field and, like I said, any other field related to ATS topics, such as aliens and fragile earth or peak oil or anything like that, they can apply for this expert status. And the experts will be able to initiate new threads in an expert forum, and only experts will be able to initiate these new threads. The thinking is to attract a level of people to Above Top Secret and capitalize on the new awareness the television show will bring us to the world, but you know, primarily initially to the American television audience as the show begins to air. We're certainly going to have a flood of members, but we'll, in that flood will certainly be a small percentage of people that that have some experience in this field, or these fields, and would desire to join. And as a additional enticement for these people, allowing them the ability to have a shout out and say, "Hey, wait a minute, I've got experience here," might help introduce some really quality new content for the members of Above Top Secret. What will happen as they apply, their application will be sent directly to myself, Springer, and Simon Gray, and we will collectively review each one and decide if that is indeed a bona fide conspiracy expert and afford them the increased status as they join. And so, like I said, that will also bring forward a new forum that's somewhat like the Skunk Works, a general conspiracy forum like the Skunk Works, where that's just, you know, all the far out ideas, just, you know, toss it up on the wall and see if it sticks. And what a success that forum has been in just the short time. We have 100 threads. That's amazing. This will be sort of a publishing forum for our experts. And not only will they be able to initiate posts in this forum, but right off the bat, they will have no file size restrictions on podcasts and be able to participate in chat as they join. But the standards will be high. We will be asking for materials for their published works as attachments, as file uploads if they have them, or links to online works so that we can review them and see if they are indeed an expert worthy of posting in our new forum. And also, part of this new expansion and preparations for the television show certainly includes hardware, but it also includes a hard look at how we protect the copyrights of not only ourselves, but our members. And we want to make sure that it's very, very clear that we are concerned about the protection of what you contribute to Above Top Secret, as well as our protection of being able to accurately publish your material. We've seen on several occasions other forums, other websites copying content from Above Top Secret without credit, and we aggressively pursue that and ask them to whittle the content down to just the first paragraph and a link, pretty much our standard. And we actually do have some automated software that for our more popular threads is watching for new introductions of that material without credit out on the internet, because not only do we take AboveTopSecret.com seriously, but we take your contributions exceptionally seriously. And part of that will be integrating the Creative Commons copyright protection within all of AboveTopSecret.com for a look at where we're heading. Just go to creativecommons.org. It's a nonprofit group, legal group, building intellectual property protection laws and documentation for content owners and providers like us in an easy-to-understand and manage distributed license concept. And we will be also helping their goals through donations as we can, because they do have a lot of programs that they're involved with that are advocating the free internet and the continued advocacy of a free and open internet, which we're all very concerned about. So, as you know, we rarely, if ever, become involved in anything that could be considered a cause. But this cause is an excellent cause, protecting the copyright of individuals. We're not talking about, you know, the RIAA, limiting music and distribution and sharing, and that's completely different. This is protecting individuals and ourselves as we move forward and the world starts to notice what's going on here once we have the television show. And as everyone should know by now, we had another round of elections. The 2005 fall Above Top Secret Council elections ended with a huge success and a dead heat on ATSNN. So that runoff election is going on as we speak. You should all have received the UTU with the runoff form. If you haven't, You can just go to abovetopsecret.com/forum/election.php and cast your vote in the runoff.
This is news from Radio EcoShock, All Environment Radio. Lab tests in Canada found 60 toxic chemicals in the blood of average people. ENS, the Environmental News Service, reports November 15th that stain repellents, flame retardants, mercury and lead, DDT and PCBs are among the 60 contaminants detected by blood tests. A nonprofit called Environmental Defense ordered the blood tests on 11 citizens from across the country. The testing demonstrates that toxic chemicals contaminate Canadians no matter where they live in the country, how old they are, or what they do for a living, concludes the report called Toxic Nation, a report on pollution in Canadians. This mirrors similar tests done recently in Europe. No matter where you live, your blood is accumulating toxic chemicals in a completely unregulated and unprecedented worldwide chemical experiment. Consumer products from carpets to toys are loaded with carcinogens. Even the air transports chemicals from distant countries as far as the Arctic Circle.
Well, that's, as you can tell, a snippet from Radio EcoShock, and that's content available through the Indie Media podcast feed. You can go to radio.indiemedia.org, and from there, you can find a number of audio content selections, and you can subscribe to the feed. It is Friday indeed, and at some point, the Skeptic Overlord will get through an entire Skeptic Overview without stumbling. I think I'm getting better, but at this point, I'm having some trouble saying Indie Media. So let's try one more time. You can go to radio.indiemedia.org/syn/audio.rss. And if you subscribe to that URL, you will receive the podcasts in iTunes or whatever else you're using to receive your podcast feeds. So again, another pseudo promo for you because it's a really good aggregate podcast content there for a lot of our members interested in indie media. However, they have no promo.
Let's see what the members are saying.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at what the members are saying on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm going to save the best for last and have a look at a thread in the Science and Technology Forum. As soon as my browser responds, a little slow on the uptake here. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's not on the Science and Technology. It's a Science and Technology news story on ATSNN with the debacle and the mayhem around the Sony rootkit installed on, I think it's now 52 audio titles from the Sony BMG library. And Kenshiro 2012 posted this story. Yeah, I'll read the first intro. Sony's recent debacle with the DRM is not going to die a quiet death. It seems that the code that Sony used to protect its CDs from being copied contains copy-protected code. At least, that is what John Lech Johansson, better known as DVD John, contends. And Finnish software developer Matt Nicky has uncovered multiple components of the DRM software that reference the lame open source MP3 codec in the lame application. And that is licensed under the GNU General Public License. So it looks as though we have a number of issues surrounding this code on the Sony CDs that get installed onto your PC as soon as you stick that CD into your PC. Number one, it's a unauthorized rootkit installation, and the general license that pops up before you install that is incredibly deceptive. So it's not really clear what they're doing. Second, they've included open source code under the GNU license without mentioning that, which is a copyright infringement. And then they've further gone down the road of copyright infringement by including DVD John's
code or snippets of his code in some of the DRM software that gets installed. So we have a deep problem here for Sony, and not the lesser of which is the fact that their rootkit has also been exploited by Trojans and bots that are being discovered on the internet and take control of your computer. So, well, it couldn't have happened to a nicer bunch, could it? But I'm sure that Sony will weather this storm and come out ahead. Also, in the threads, we have a pause as the skeptic overlord again waits for his browser to respond to his mouse clicks. I think things here are running slow because I'm you know, recording a podcast on this thing. On the BTS forum in general chit chat, Badrul has posted a thread to add yourself to a Google map. And what some members have done is created a Frapper map so that the members can see where everyone else around the world lives. It's a very interesting application. And the center of the universe is indeed on that map. And everything else is just sort of vague and fuzzy. I don't even know why it's there. I mean, Manhattan is where it's at, so... But have a look at the thread and see what the members are doing, and add yourself. It's very interesting at what's going on as the community further develops along those lines. Also, back to ATS in a post on the Aliens and UFOs forum, something that's causing maybe a bit of a controversy and some heated posts, but it's a good thread to read, and it's entertaining at the least. Devilish Kitty, and appropriate name for this pot-stirring thread here, has created a thread with the title, UFOs Are a Waste of Your Time. Now, you can imagine the collective, oh, what TF, what the, you know, that the members have responded with. And so Devilish Kitty begins this post by saying, "Lately, I have been doing some serious thinking about this UFO stuff. I have been a member of this ATS site for some time now and have never, bold and underlined, had the chance to see a real UFO pic. All UFO pics that are brought up here are hoaxed, 100% hoaxed, or so say most of the people at this site. I have noticed the Dulce base are bunk, and that Roswell might very well be a myth. I mean, if every UFO pic and story is hoaxed, then Roswell must be hoaxed too, because if we don't have a decent pic of a flying saucer in all this time, 50 years or more, then this means that they don't exist. So Roswell could never have happened." Well, and she goes on, I guess that's funny. Based on the member name, I assumed it could have been a female, but who knows? Then the member goes on, and this thread was begun on the 10th, so not that long ago, just last week, and there's a lot of interesting replies. And as you can imagine, the usual suspects are chiming in, voicing some disagreement and some agreement. So you should definitely check out this thread and chime in. It's definitely a good collaborative effort that's going on there. We had an email today, and as I read this email, some of our members may be able to deduce who this may be from. And if you have guessed, you know, there's probably no real good reason to post a response that you have guessed. But I will read this email. And it was directed at the business management. If you use the contact form, there's a couple channels. It wasn't directed at the board management, which was interesting. And it says, "You recently have deleted a post by me in the members forum." Then it gives, you know, this member's name and title of the post. That was a direct threat to my constitutional right. Do you know you could be sued over something like that? If I were you, I would find out who deleted that post. I would like you to email me back ASAP and give me the reason my freedom of speech was infringed upon and why. I do not think revealing my family history was a violation of this constitutional right. I want answers, and I want them now. Although I have not signed in as a member since that post, and I will not, I wanted to see if that was going to happen, and it indeed did. I think you'd better have some good reasons. I will take this further.
What the Overlord thinks.
Well, that's a perfect setup for what the Overlord thinks, don't you? Now, I even think I brought this up in one of my overviews, maybe not, but it's just amazing that the entitlement attitude that we encounter from people as they join AboveTopSecret.com, and very often, I guess it's not a surprise that this attitude of free speech entitlement comes from some of our newer members as they join up. And you know, sometimes they cause trouble. Sometimes they tend to be a little too overboard about their opinions, and we try to reel them in. Especially, we're getting a lot of new members recently talking about drugs and drug paraphernalia, and what happens as they're tripping, man. Really, let's be serious. I mean, really, really fucking serious here. AboveTopSecret.com is a privately owned place. It is a place. It's not a public forum. It's literally a place. You're not going to go over to your neighbor's house and do whatever the hell you please and then say, well, this is a free country. I can do what I want. I mean, no one, well, I guess there are some people that would indeed think that way, but generally, it's real common sense to know that you shouldn't do that. And for some reason, just because people can post the written word and now the spoken word to AboveTopSecret.com, that somehow there is constitutional guarantee that whatever I say here will be protected and I can say whatever the fuck I want and I can do it and you can't stop me. And it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that we continue to encounter this attitude. Common sense and manners, folks. It's all about that. Your post and your ability to post on Above Top Secret is not an entitled privilege. It is not a right. You are afforded the ability to take part in the conversations and debate and collaborative thinking and topics on AboveTopSecret.com, literally out of the goodness of the heart of the owner and owners. Simon Gray and the moderators and myself and Springer. I mean, we create this as a place, as a free exchange of ideas. That's the goal. Now, if you're going to come and screw things up and post crap and complain to us that we're infringing on your freedom of speech, you're going to sue us because we delete your crap, then we're going to delete your account. We're going to ban you. I mean, this is not what Above Top Secret is about. It's about collaboration. Get a clue. The culture of the internet is one that's been evolved through collaboration and the ethics of sharing. That's the core internet culture. It's not about you and you broadcasting your ideas. It's about sharing and collaboration, and that's what we're doing here. Above Top Secret is supporting that ideal of collaborating in a free exchange of thoughts and ideas. You can say, literally, whatever you like on AboveTopSecret.com as long as it fits within that. And some core set of rules. Don't talk about any illegal shit. Don't talk about drugs. Don't post naked pictures. Don't post pictures of gratuitous violence. And don't swear a lot. It's pretty simple. After that, it's wide open. Well, okay, don't talk about hacking. don't talk about Nazis. Well, you can talk about Nazis, but we've had some issues in the past with some members who went overboard. And, wait a minute. We tend not to like white supremacists. So that's an issue, too. You're certainly welcome to be involved. But anyway, if you want to discuss that, we can either get into podcast replies. And really, I'd like to encourage on this particular topic from this Skeptic Overview, podcast replies about this issue where we have new members that come here and just, you know, spew crap, and then their posts are deleted, or there's some type of warning applied, and it all relates back to freedom of speech. And really, you're a guest in a very large and active community. So act like a guest and learn to fit in and learn to collaborate with what's going on. Well, I told him. So, Skeptic Overview number 15 is fading into history this Friday. And it was, like I said, in my offline experiences, it was a really interesting week. And I'm happy that it's Friday. It was also a lot of fun doing those two-person podcasts with Springer, and we will be doing more of those in the future. And it sounds like going back to that AT-estrogen or AT-strogen, or I don't know what that's about, but that's coming in the future sometime too. So watch out for that. So as the exit music fades up, it's time to say goodbye. Keep posting on ATS. Keep this post coming. Don't forget about the contest and the runoff vote, and keep podcasting.